Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Back to the real world, unfortunately. Liam, you're closing your business on Friday. Why?
Well, Joe, for loads of reasons, really. I just can't keep it going. Rates would be one part of it. Footfall is another. The necessity for a key cutter now that there's a slowdown on the housing trade. So I've kept it going for the last 2 years under the struggle. I was actually on to you last year about it, Joe, about the rates and the price of rates. And so I've come to the decision. It was a tough decision to come to, but I just had to do it. I had no choice.
And you're
and,
in...
closing now on Friday.
You're in Carlow Town.
I'm in Carlow Town,
And you do trophies, key cutting, yeah, shoes, yeah.
Yeah, we started out as a Mr. Minnis, and then I bought out the lease off Mr. Minnis about 12 years ago. And there was loads of Mr. Minnis in Ireland at the time. They were in Stevens's Green and all over the place.
But things, you were in trouble last year. What's been the straw, so to speak, or was the straw that broke the camel's back, or what put you over the cliff edge?
Well, the straw, Joe, was I was constantly in an overdraft facility in the bank. I had another 5,000 overdraft, and I was constantly 3,000 to 4,000 overdrawn, and I just couldn't see a light coming at the end of it, you know. And I had to do it. But then on Monday, when I had decided I was closing, I have decided that I'd start paying bills to whoever I could pay and sort out whoever. And my motto is, pay everybody if I can, and that includes if I have to pay them out of my own pocket, out of my own personal funds, so be it. But I rang Bord Gáis to inform that I was closing the shop and that I wanted to get a final bill.
Mm-hmm.
So they told me that I'd have to take a read, and then the girl said, just hold on a minute. And she came back to me and said, oh, you're on the contract till the 31st of May, you're liable to a €500 charge. And I said to her, did you not understand what I told you? I said, I'm closing the shop. I said,
I'm going out of business.
I wouldn't have €500 to give you. So she just said I was under contract, and, you know. So after talking to your researcher there during the week, I rang back Bord Gáis yesterday, and they said there's three options that are open to you. One is to pay the €500. Mm-hmm. Two is to continue paying the electricity in the shop, even though I won't be in it for the next 6 weeks until the end of May. Or the third was to get the landlord to take over the account. So, you know, there are my three options. But, you know, when you're closing the business and to be told, right, you're in contract for another month and we're going to take €500 off you, I said, you know, I thought it was a bit of a Dick Turpin job, you know.
But they say you had a contract with them. That was the whole thing.
They said I have a contract with them.
And I presume you have your electricity with Bord Gáis.
It was the electricity bill I wanted to finish off, Joe, you know.
Okay.
But it stuck me to the ground, you know.
But how did you keep it going for the last year then, if you've been in such diffs?
With huge difficulty, Joe. Now, I tell you the truth, I was lucky. I suppose I was lucky. I got a job, as I told you last year, I got a job with Carpenters here in Carlow. I'm very lucky to get a job, I suppose, in this day and age. But I got a job under a wholesale section as a sales rep, and they also have a bar restaurant, and they're an undertaker. So,
yeah, but you were
with a wide spectrum of businesses. You
know? But you were using your second job to keep your business going.
I was, yeah.
You weren't getting any income out of your business.
I haven't had income, Joe, out of my business for the last 18 months.
Okay, stay there, Liam. Brendan, when did you shut down?
Last Friday, Joe.
Why?
Butcher shop in Galway. The same as what they mentioned there.
How long were you in that butcher shop?
5 years.
Have you been a butcher?
35 years. Two shops in Limerick up to that.
And what happened?
It's just since Christmas, the footfall has got very small and people are spending less, even though we had some very good customers as well, you know. And our expenses have gone very high, like our diesel and our energy.
The second highest energy in all of Europe, apparently.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we're cutting our prices. We're cutting our margin the whole time, trying to compete. But people have less money to spend, you know.
And at the height of it, you said you had two shops in Limerick. How many people were you employing?
25, Joe.
That's 25 families. And then when you're in Galway, how many people were working with you?
Two part-time. Just part-time, that's all. And, I mean, I was doing 6 days a week myself.
And tell me what last Friday was like.
It was good, Joe, because people come in and wish me well. And, you know, it's very hard.
Then you went through the day and people were coming in.
Yeah, so it was good because
got a lot of good.
I knew it was over. I stopped losing money. I've been losing money for the past 2 years. I hope things are going to get better.
But during Friday, Brendan, did you say to yourself, hang on a minute, maybe I could? Or was there any?
No, I was doing that. No, I was doing that for the last, since Christmas. Then doing it, hoping and hoping. I thought I'd stay until Easter, but it just stopped. Footfall was getting smaller and smaller, you know.
And then what time did you actually close at on Friday?
4 o'clock.
You shut the door. Is there anything left in the shop? Did you have to clear it out? Or?
Yeah. Well, we sold the meat at half price all last week, you know, just to get rid of it. Didn't get in much stock. You know, so people were very sorry to go. We got cards and asked cards and wished well and everything like that. You know, people hate to see it going, but I mean, that's Ireland today, isn't it? I mean, you walk down any small town, you see every second shop closed.
Well,
so all I'm looking for is a good butchering job, good butcher.
And by the way, who owned the shop you were in? Were you renting it or?
Yeah, renting a shop, yeah.
So you handed it back to the landlord or whatever?
Yeah. But there's other shops beside me empty as well, there's 6 other units empty.
So what was Monday morning like this week?
Not good. Now or choose either.
Well, what time did you, when you were working, what time did you get up at?
7.
7. Good man. Off you went. And what did you do at 7 last Monday morning?
Well, I got up at 8 and brought my dog for a walk. And which I always like to do, but I have too much time for doing that now.
Have you any can you get any job seekers?
Well, I've applied for a few jobs in butchering, all right. I didn't get anything yet. So I'd love anyone out there looking for a good butcher. Great experience.
Can you apply for job seekers?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think you can get any because you're self-employed, isn't that right? I don't think so. I'm really sure I can't.
And how are you going to survive?
I don't know. Whatever I have is left, that's all now.
Have you a family?
What I worry about is the future. Yeah, I have a son, 26. He's in college, back to college.
And did you, like Liam said, he's doing his best to pay off whatever debts are there?
Yeah, I'm doing my best to pay off all I can, definitely, yeah. The bills aren't as big as they were because the trade had gone down the last few months, you know. So.
And where are people buying their meat? They're buying it in supermarkets, I presume, are they?
Yeah, supermarkets. And they're buying less as well, Joe. They're just not spending. I mean, we were very busy for Christmas because they came to us for turkey and ham.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But, I mean, we can't open for just once a year. I mean, there's lovely people out there, but, you know, everyone is under pressure. And they're buying good value in the supermarkets, you know.
And where do you see yourself getting a job in a supermarket? Would you work in a supermarket?
Well, yeah, I'd work in a supermarket or a butcher's. Yeah, no problem. I have great talent and, you know, used to win competitions over them. Great experience. And from a meat, trade, family, generation.
Now, when I said after the break there, because I saw Liam and Brendan's call coming up and I was watching, the Sky is on here and there's coverage of the presidential visit, which is fantastic to the UK, state visit. But that's why I said back to the real world, back to what's happening, unfortunately, here in Ireland on a day-to-day. Two random calls, one business closing this Friday, one business closing last Friday. But I presume what's happening in the UK this week will help us. We're told Bord Bia and they're looking for the profile of all the various ministers being there. And anyway.
But, Joe, we're down on the ground, Joe. We're the small people down the ground. We're hearing it starting to grow and start again. But, I mean, it's tough on farmers. Irish meat is hard to sell in England now.
Why?
Because they get a symbol on English meat if it's born and reared in England, a red tractor, and that doesn't go on the Irish product anymore.
Is this after the horse meat scandal?
No, this is after the BSE 96. It's a continuation. It's like a guaranteed Irish, you know, it's a guaranteed English thing, you know. So it's the markets are distorted, like, you know, and we've a smaller market here too.
Yeah, but the French, the French love, and this is no use to you. But the French love Irish meat, don't they? The Germans.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They all love Irish meat, but will they pay the price for it? Like, you know, I mean, we have the best meat in the world, grass-fed beef, the best products. But it's all down to price at the moment because everybody is trying to make the money go as far as they can.
And why did you specifically? Because I know people always say rates, and they feel that in all the collapse in the last 5 years, something that the government, whether they admit it or not, have some control over in terms of councils and political parties and councils, rates. But you say energy costs.
ESB and 5 years ago my diesel bill was 45 to fill my van. Now it's 85.
Yeah. Well, I know it's doubled.
20 miles each way a day, you know.
Because Liam is the bill that's knocked him and prompted him to call us is this electricity bill from Bord Gáis, because he wants to cancel his contract, so to speak. And you mentioned energy costs as well.
I tried to cancel my laser machine this morning, and they told me I have to keep it for another month. They want a month's notice.
Christ.
You know, so I mean, that's it, to catch you everywhere. I mean, we need to charge extra for our, you know, I wouldn't take a laser card under €15 because it worked out about 80 cents to use a card with all the charges, you know. So if I sold something for a tenner and I had a euro out of it, that wouldn't be very possible at all.
Okay, Brendan.
And thanks for taking my call. I love coming out there looking for a good butcher. Thank you.
Okay, around the Hedford Road in Galway, anywhere in Galway, I presume. Would you travel, Brendan?
I would, yeah. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, no problem traveling, yeah.
Okay.
I like walking. I like the meat trade, and I like walking at it. Just keep me going. Yeah. Keep me sane.
But the meat trade, it always struck me that there's great camaraderie in a butcher. Now, I know you were on your own with two parts, but there's a great humour in butchers.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
Edison's butchers and Toy's butchers there, and there's always a great atmosphere when you go in. There's a bit of a buzz.
Yeah, whether it was a match on or what's on or whatever.
Yeah, there's always.
Event
anyway, yeah. God bless you, Brendan, and safe traveling if we hear anything. Liam, you mind yourself as well.
Joe, can I just, Joe,
yes.
On the race thing here in Carlo earlier this year, there's a new Carlo Town team, it's called, and they brought out this incentive. I personally, something I don't agree with, but I think it should be for everybody. But about this incentive where, say, a new business opened on a certain street in town, they called it a fit-out grant. You got your first year's 75% rebate on your rates, 50% rebate in your second year, 25% on your third year. But my problem with that was, and I had this out with councillors, and I had a house with town council people, that they should have given incentive to the people who are already struggling to pay rates, who have been paying rates for years. You know, give everybody 25% off and you still make 50% because you're getting 50% extra off the guys that are new open. You know, I mean, I have a problem there with, you know, I think that if a person's in business and they've been paying rates and things for a long, long time and they're in a bit of a struggle, that they're as entitled to that incentive as somebody who's opening the business. Do you know?
Yeah.
Hello?
I see, I know. Yeah, Brendan, yeah, do you want to come back in? Okay, no, that's Liam Foley in Carlo, and Brendan, 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
51551, text Anne. You say you ran a small golf club and went out of business.
We did, Joe. It was just regarding electricity there, as regards that guy Liam ringing in. We were a limited company, and we did have an electricity bill. And we sold what we could and paid off part of that bill.
Okay.
But they chased us for the rest. But obviously we had no way of getting that money. And they accepted the part payment that we had. And that was the end of it, as we thought, until the other day. And I got a phone call from a debt collecting company looking for the rest of the payment. And I explained that we were a limited company and we were gone into insolvency. Mm-hmm. And
In other words, the debts do not fall on you as an individual.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But only because we were a limited company. And she said, but it was in one of, it was, I was in business with another guy, and he said it was because it was in one of our names. And I said, but it says on the bill, blah, 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 limited.
Yeah, okay.
Limited. And she said, oh, I didn't realise that. I'll get back to you on that, she said.
How much are they chasing you for, by the way, this debt collecting company?
About €500.
Okay.
The bill was about €850. We paid three, which was all we had.
And what, you were a small private golf club, is that the way it worked?
It was a small, it was open to the public as well.
What, a pitch and putt course or a golf course? Or?
It's a golf course, but it was open to the public as well.
And what drove you under?
Lack of members, no money.
And were you doing well at any stage?
Years ago, well, we kind of just ran it to basically keep the place going. As long as we could, but it wasn't working. It wasn't working financially.
Okay.
So we had to.
And what are you doing? Did you get any help from the state, having paid your taxes and all over the years? Were you entitled to job seekers? Or?
No, because it was regarded as a private company.
Are you registered as unemployed anywhere?
No. Well, I have another business, so
it's a separate
thing. It was myself and another guy did just to keep the place open for the members. But it didn't work. We did it for 2 years and it didn't work.
So as far as you're concerned, the energy companies can get lost. That's what you're saying.
Well, it's not that. It's just, like, I mean, we were upfront about them. I rang them and I explained everything to them, and we were upfront about it. And they said, fine, they took the money that we had. And the next thing, they sent a debt collecting company after us. So I was just saying that guy Liam, the butcher guy that was on, if he's a limited company, he wouldn't have to go down that route. But if it's in his own name, he will be chased and they will get their money.
Okay. Kelly, you're trying to start. You started a new business on Tuesday.
I have, Joe.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
What happened?
Thank you. I've opened my new business on Tuesday and I tried to get the electricity from the landowner put into my name.
Okay, simple change.
Electric Ireland. And they want a €600 deposit to put it into my name. And I don't have that money, Joe. As most owners of a business or someone trying to start up, you don't have that money.
So what did you do?
So I had to go with a different company and they didn't
There is competition out
there. There is hope, yeah.
Okay. Where's your business, Kelly, quickly?
I'm after opening in McMellick in County Laois, and all this week I'm doing haircuts for Fiverr.
Okay, and what do you call yourself, the shop?
It's called Heads Up Barbershop.
Heads Up, okay. And plenty of fringe benefits. Okay, thanks, Lee, Kelly. Best of luck to Heads Up.
Bye.
Come on, support
Bye.
Heads Up. Heads Up, a fiver for a haircut in Mount Mellick. Give Kelly MacDonald a bit of support.